Keep paying attention. Great things can happen in your life today. Keep your spirit open. Don't go back to your senses. Don't go back to the flesh. If you got to pray in tongue a little bit to stay in the spirit, because you're going to have to be in the spirit to catch what God is going to be saying today. You will not be able to catch it in the natural. You will not be able to catch it in the sense realm. So keep yourself in tune to the Holy Ghost. There's greater things that God wants you to know. Greater places God wants you to go. And I think we're in for it this morning. I think we're in for one of the most greatest spiritual movement that you're going to make in your life. I believe that you're going to come into a revelation somewhat been hiding, because the world and the enemy don't want us to know it. But by revelation, by anointing, by prayer, by meditation, by praise and worship, the Lord is ready to open to you this morning steps that you can make way higher than this world. And the simplicity of the gospel is simple. It's not complicated. It's not a chemistry. It's something that the Holy Spirit will reveal if you pay attention. Don't tell me you can't get it. You can get it. You're born again. There's some changes that you want to make, and you have not been able to make them. Isn't that something? It might go right for a month, then it come right back in on you. So there's some specific things you need to know. There's some specific place that you need, listen to me very carefully, that you need to go in the spirit. Now you're qualified, you're born again child of God. So you're qualified, you just have to be taught, and it has to be caught. It has to be taught, and it has to be caught. Just being taught is not enough. Are you hearing me? Here. How many I got online? You hear me online? You got to be caught. You got to catch it. If you're on second base and the ball hit in your space, don't expect the third baseman to catch it. It's in your territory. Well, I'm going to put God in a territory this morning by the help of the Holy Spirit. Virgin territories, that's strong to say, in the body of Christ. It's so strong. I was talking to my wife. It's so strong. Because he's calling us to be apostolic pioneer. Yes. Pace setters. Pass finders. Listen to those three words now. You know what a pioneer is, right? Someone go into virgin territory and set a path for somebody else to come. Now, there are also things that you think you can't do, but you can do them. But they're not fleshy, they're not sensical. It's realms in the spirit that God wants to take us in. So, Father, we thank you this morning that the intercessors has prayed, the atmosphere is set for you, Holy Spirit, to minister to us about God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ here and all over the world. We thank you so much for this subject matter and for the insight that you want your people to have in these matters. While you're standing, open your Bibles, grab your Bible, and turn to the book of Exodus. And I want to show you something. I want a calling to come on your life that came to Moses. All the odds are against you. Don't seem like you can make it. But a calling come. And an insight come. I'm about to share with you 5 words. Listen to what I'm about to say. Hear what the Holy Spirit told me. They are the greatest words in the Bible. 5 words are the great. Are you listening to me? Are the greatest word in the Bible. If you catch these 5 words, you will never be whipped again. By no means. No, it won't be able to touch you. You come to church this morning, God got 5 words for you. It is from Genesis to Revelation, they are the 5 greatest words that ever been spoken. Would you like to know?
Yes, sir.
I can go back home with them, you know. But I'm not going to do you that. 5 words. And I believe just like God called Moses to do the impossible, he's calling you to do the impossible. Are you hearing me?
Yes, sir.
All right. In Exodus chapter 3, verse 10. Come now, therefore, and I will send thee unto Pharaoh. That's the enemy, you see. That thou mayest bring forth my people, the children of Israel, out of, when you say out of Egypt, he's talking about out of slavery. We're coming out this morning. Anything Satan's been trying to use, I'm telling you, you better get excited. You're coming out this morning. Because you're going to step into a realm. Now, Lord, you want me to use that word? You're going to step into a ridiculous realm. And the body of Christ have not per se seeing this. This is so strong. So I'll say, everybody say, out of Egypt.
Out of Egypt.
No, Egypt means slavery and y'all up under all this black pressure. She. Out of black pressure. I know I'm talking to white folks too, but I'm just telling y'all, us black folks, we from under the black pressure. I'm a man. Verse 11. And Moses said unto God, now I want you to underline these 3 words. Who am I? Underline that so you, because when you get to the real words, it's going to be so powerful. Who am I? And that's what life sometimes make us question. Who am I that I should go unto Pharaoh, that I should bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt? Go before Pharaoh, and you know what he's saying? He's talking about me as a people, and bring forth the children of Israel out of Egypt. And he said, now I want you to underline this too, certainly I will be with thee. Ooh, hallelujah. Y'all ain't seeing this. And this shall be a token of thee that I have sent thee. When thou have brought forth the people out of Egypt, there ain't no doubt about it, he's going to bring them out. You shall serve God upon his mountain. Verse 13 now. And Moses said unto God, behold, when I come unto the children of Israel and say unto them, the God of your father has sent me unto you, and they shall say to me, what is his name? What shall I say unto them? Verse 14. Here you go. You're about to be promoted in the spirit. Verse 14. Everybody, listen, children, if you're listening, you're about to be promoted like never before. You're about to hear the strongest words that ever came out of God's mouth. The strongest word that ever came out of God's mouth here in Darrow at Word of Life Christian Center, you about to get the revelation of the strongest word that God ever spoken. From Genesis to Revelation. If you catch a hold of this revelation, things are going to be changing your life so fast. You're going to be so powerful so fast that you're not going to be able to explain it. Because you're a pioneer, you're a pace-setter, and you're a pass-finder, apostolically. Now listen very carefully. Listen, five words. Going to revolutionize a remnant of the body of Christ. Listen to take hold. That remnant is going to be so strong. These five most important words spoken in the spirit realm. Spoken over the spirit realm. Spoken over Satan. Spoken over the angels. Spoken over Jesus Christ. Spoken over the Holy Spirit. And spoken to you and I. Make them real, Holy Ghost. Make them real. Make them real, Holy Ghost. Breathe on every portion of the sound of my voice. Look at that 14th verse now. And God said unto Moses, I am that I am. No matter what that is. No matter what that you going through, once you get a revelation of I am that I am, and he said, thus shall I say unto the children of Israel, I am sent me unto you. Whoo, that's powerful. So these five words, I'm saying to you as an apostle of Jesus Christ, are the five most important words that is ever said out of somebody's mouth. And he got the backup. God said it. So he said, there's absolutely prasiko taleishko. You ready? Absolutely nothing I can't do for you. So I want you to stop worrying right now. And I want you to stop praying about the same thing over and over. Once you pray for it one time, it's over. Praise God for the answer. He didn't say, I may be. I might. I don't know if I can handle this. No, he said, I am. No matter what the scenario is, no matter what the situation is. Now, I want you to see him a little more brighter. So I'm going to take you to another verse. Then I'm going to give you a prophecy, and I'll tell you what we're going to talk about. But I want you to see this thing a little brighter. Turn to 1 Chronicles 29. You know you got to praise him every now and then. So open your mouth. Yeah, I'm looking at you. Open your mouth and say hallelujah. Say hallelujah. That young lady know. Yeah, I'm looking. Look at her. She said, you look at me. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Listen, my brother and sister. I know y'all been studying the word a long time. I'm telling you, promotion, comments, to every house today. Yes, sir. You're going to take these five words and you're going to elevate in the spirit. Nothing impossible for you no more. All you got to do is read them five words.
I am
that I am.
And
he's ushering Word of Life Christian Center into those words. So I don't care what your, I'm going to get it. I don't care what your problems are. I don't care how long you've been dealing with them. You about to plow your way out. Have some joy in your life. Have some peace in your life. Don't be discussing all that old mess. Just go on and be happy. God got it covered. You know, and if you notice Jesus' ministry, Jesus took up on himself the I am anointed. I'm the bread of life. I'm the door. I'm the resurrection. I'm the way to, see, he took, I am. I want you to take that same anointing on. I'm not talking about I may be. I'm going to let you sit down a little while, but I got to work with you a few minutes. Can you write standing?
Yes, sir.
Can you type standing?
Yes, sir.
All right. Here's the subject, because I got to move around here because I'm trying to follow the Holy Ghost. How to live in the I am that I am faith and anointing. How to live in the I am that I am faith and anointing. So your faith changes this morning, and your anointing changes this morning. It's an I am faith, and it's an I am anointing. In other words, you're not trying to get something that does not belong to you, because grace has put you in ownership. So not only can God say those words, not only can Jesus say those words, but you and I have the divine right to say, I am that I am. Because I'm in him. And because he is in me. So I can't go by my feeling. I can't go by the facts. I got to go by the revelation that the Holy Ghost is giving me this morning. I am that I am. Because he is who he is. So when I accepted Jesus Christ, I am moved on the inside of me. Oh, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Oh, Lord. When God said, I am that I am, he was calling my name. No impossibility. No failure. Somebody say, almost too good to be true. Now, when God said, I am that I am, he wasn't only talking to Moses. See, I am that I am is higher than the burning bush experience where the angel caught on fire and wouldn't go out. And Moses had seen that. But God said, I'm going to take you a little higher now. I'm not going to tell them about a burning bush experience. I want you to tell them about I am that I am. Say it again. I am that I am. That covers everything, my brothers and sisters. And it covers it for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you listening to me?
Yes, sir.
Now, in 1 Chronicles 29, the revelation hit. Again, 10th verse, David prays to God. Yeah, we got David now. Wherefore, David blessed the Lord before all the congregation. And David said, blessed be thou, Lord God of Israel, our Father, forever and ever. All right. Now look at verse 11. Some of y'all haven't seen this, so I know y'all didn't read it yet. Some of y'all haven't read it. Y'all ain't saying nothing. How can you see this? How can you hear this? No, say nothing. Look what he says. The man, you got to see. See, if you don't see the revelation, you can't eat it. I'm trying to uncover the plate so you can eat. You can't eat with the cover on the plate. When my chef bring my breakfast in the morning, don't get nervous. When my chef bring my breakfast in the morning, she covered up. Because I'm in my office, I'm praying, and she bring it, and she eat in there, but she got it covered up so the heat can stay. But listen to me very carefully. I'm not going to stick my fork in that cover. That's what a lot of times we're trying to do. We hear the word of God and we don't uncover it and we're trying to stick our fork in it and it don't taste good. The cover don't taste like the food. We about to pull the cover off this morning. Come on with me. Pull the cover off this morning. I won't see the real thing. And she know she's not to pull it off. So God can't pull the cover off himself for you. Tell somebody, I'm pulling the cover off. I won't see the real thing. Oh, my, I ain't gonna get full this morning. I'm not gonna get full. I won't see the real thing. I'm tired of all this cover up stuff. I'm tired of all this religion. I'm tired of all this tradition. I'm tired of all these popular people. I won't see God for myself. I'm gonna sing my own song. Give my own praise. Walk in my own revelation. You cannot have the five greatest words spoke in the Bible. The five greatest words that ever come out of the mouth of God. I am. That I am. You can't go no higher than that. I don't care what kind of revelation you're getting. Revelation, John, Mark. You can't get no words. I don't care what. What you get out of the gospel. You can't get no stronger word than this because the gospel and all the other words came out of his mouth. His I am-ness. How can you lose when you have God I am-ness on your agenda? The other team cannot win. They're just playing. The game is over when I step in. With the revelation of I am that I am, with the anointing of I am that I am, it's over. But you got to come to these revelations. Look at verse 11. Dying. Ooh, Lord have mercy. Oh Lord, is the greatness. Y'all ain't here. See, y'all think you're reading the Sunday school book. And the power. Wait a minute, I'm not through. And the glory.
And the glory.
Wait a minute. I see him. I'm seeing who you really are. I'm seeing, look, and the glory. What? And the victory. And the majesty. Good God Almighty. For all that is in the. And in the earth is thine. Thine, oh my God, is the kingdom, oh Lord. I am that I am. And thou art exalted as head above all. Anybody here connected? I said, anybody here connected?
Yes.
Well, watch what verse 12 say. Tell three people I'm out.
I'm trying to find them. Trying to find them. Say them three people and tell them I'm in.
I tell you what, y'all gonna have to call the police for me here this morning. I'm gonna tell y'all gonna have to call the police for me this morning because I see this revelation so clear. Oh my, I am that I am, and you telling me I can walk in that I am that I am anointing every day of my life, carrying. Listen, my brothers and sisters, the same power. The same power that came out of God's mouth. If I get the revelation, I can have that same power coming out of Leroy's mouth. He gave it to me. He wanted me to have it. Both riches and honor come up thee, and thou reignest over all. In thy hand is power and might. In thy hand it is a, ooh, Lord, have mercy. Make somebody great in you, Lord. To make great and to give strength unto all. Now, therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name. Come on. Oh! Oh! I heard this statement. I don't know. It's a butterfly whooping a bumblebee. It's a butterfly whooping a bumblebee. All your bumblebees are whipped this morning because you're rising in the power of I am that I am. I don't know where that come from, a butterfly whooping a bumblebee. Where that come from? I mean, he just want to show you the significance. How? A bumblebee ain't gonna run from no butterfly, but that butterfly anointed. If y'all lose something next week, and the Holy Ghost, I'm coming to your house. You ain't got no business losing nothing. You done found out the five strongest words that ever been spoken. The five strongest words in the Bible come out of the strongest mouth. You knew whose mouth it came out, right? You knew who was talking, right? And he, by revelation, he done dropped that in on us here this morning. Do you know how many people in the body of Christ has this revelation? I don't want y'all to take for granted. Online, you hear what I'm saying? Do you know how many people have this revelation? I didn't have it. Not like I got it now. And I'm imparting it to you.
now. Because only a remnant of the body of Christ will ever see this. They're just singing and jumping around. No, you need to know who you are. Lord, I got so much. Lord, have mercy. Let me try to help me, Lord. That's right, Jerry. Help him, Lord. Let me try to read you the other voices to you now. I'm going to let you sit down after a while. I'll stand up the whole time. Shut up. You're going to come here and get comfortable on me. You might listen better when that leg hurt a little bit. Hallelujah. They said in the 13th verse, "Now therefore, our God, we thank thee and praise thy glorious name." 14th verse said, and that's a further ago, but who am I? And what is my people that we should be able to offer so willingly after this salt? For all, look what he said at the end of the 14th verse. Look what, don't be sitting in that car thinking that's your car. Listen what he said. For all things come of thee. We need to praise him. And of thy own have we given thee. I'm going to give you the prophecy, then you can sit down. Yeah, he has a prophetic word, but I'm going to go slow with it because I want you to get him. Here we go. That's part of the prophecy. Here we go. It's time for you to flow in life like never before. Here we go. It's time for you to flow, or say me, in life like never before. You are discovering the highest revelation of God in the Bible. You're discovering the highest revelation of God in the Bible. You're being pulled out of regular spiritual levels and to begin to stepping into higher flows in the spirit realm, manifested in your life down here. See it. Feel it. Let the Holy Spirit reveal it. That all your needs now, you're ready for supernatural level on daily basis. Shout in the house. The next statement in the prophecy is shout in the house. Now, here's the last statement in this prophecy. It says, shout in the house, shout in the house. We shout it. For all the glory of God is ready to come out. And you are the container he want to come out in. Sit down. You may sit down. Sit down. Sit down. Get ready to take notes. My sisters and brothers, get ready to go shopping in the spirit world. Your prayer going to be different. Your meditation going to be different. Because you're shopping from a new level. You're shopping from I am that I am. Are you following me? You're about to experience the glory of God like never before. Your faith and anointing will come off the hook on purpose, enabling you to fulfill the divine plan. This is not all about you. You have
You have an assignment. This is about God and you. Your faith and anointing will come off the hook on purpose, enabling you to fulfill the divine plans of God in your life and through your life. Listen, all scriptures are about to unfold in your life on purpose. For you, my brothers and sisters, received the highest scripture that you could receive. The word that came out of God's mouth. I am that I am is the strongest word that ever come out of God's mouth. That's powerful, man. Jesus. When I saw that, I said, oh, God, can we have church today? All scriptures are about to unfold in your life on purpose. This is what the Lord said. Today, we are putting your faith in overdrive. Mountain moving miracles are coming your way. Y'all better get up out of here. And you're putting your net on the other side of the boat. Whatever you have not been catching. Whatever has not been working. You about to pull the nets off from that side and put it on the other side, and your net's going to break because you're going to have so much. I'll never be broke another day in my life. I'll never be sick another day in my life. I'll never be sad another day in my life. Woo! Hallelujah. Somebody holler with me. Woo! I turn to Mark chapter 11. I felt that surge. Hallelujah. Well, when he comes, we might have some fun. I said, when you feel, when he comes, when he comes, we're going, oh, yeah, I'm not going to act nice for you. I'm not going to act nice for you. When he comes, I'm going to have some fun. I'm going to shout. I'm going to praise him. I'm going to holler. I'm going to dance. You can just sit there like nothing happening. But I hear something. I see something. I feel something. I understand something. What? I'm not going to let no rock cry out in my place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Watch what I say. You're going to say something now. Watch what I say. Because everybody in here can answer this. God has been good to me. I don't care what you've been through. I don't care. God has been good to me, and I want to praise his name. I don't care what other people say. I don't care what other people do. But Leroy, I'm going to praise his name. God, tell somebody, God's been good to me. Tell them. And I'm going to praise his name. Hallelujah. I'm not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God on the salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Now, you, all you ministers, watch right now. That's the anointing coming on me. I want to train them. I got them coming in here next week to train them some more. Watch when that anointing comes. Hallelujah. It's on me right now. Hallelujah. You don't care what nobody think about you. You don't care what nobody say about you. You're just in his presence. You want to praise his name. He's a good God. He's a mighty God. He got it. Boy, y'all watch. Watch. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I say glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Don't preach to me with no anointing. Don't preach no old dry sermon to me. Let the Holy Ghost come. Let the Holy Ghost stir the people up. You can't stir them up. Let the Holy Ghost have his way. The Holy Ghost is real. He's up in here right now. All the gifts, all the fruit is flowing in here right now. Angels are dancing in here right now. I don't want a God I can't feel. I don't want a God I can't feel. I don't want no dry God. I want a God to make me happy. I want a God that come in and take over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh my goodness. Sit down. Let me get this. Hallelujah. 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 I'm not ashamed of the gospel. I praise him in the morning, praise him in the evening, praise him at nighttime. Tell somebody, you don't know how good God's been to me. Tell them. That anointing right now. I am that nothing can come up. God. God don't only want you to feel his anointing. He wants you to see it. Walk in it. You got a right to be in it. You got a right to walk in it. You got a right to walk out here in the self-same anointing. The words that you're receiving now are greater than communion. They came out of his mouth. This is what it says. I am. You know what that means? No matter what come up. I am. I told you, Jesus was smart. Jesus wore, while he was here on earth, the I am anointing. I want you to remind yourself that you are wearing. Talk to me, boy. You are wearing the I am anointing. I am healthy. I am rich. I am happy. I am strong. I am victorious. Notice this, my brothers and sisters. When we were saying that, I never asked you what your name is. Because it's not about your name. It's about his name. So sit down a minute. Now you know Mark 11, 22 through 24, I know. Have faith in God. Verily, verily, I say to you, whoever say to this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, should not doubt in the heart and believe that those things which he says shall come to pass. He shall have whatever he said. Therefore, I say to you, what things shall you desire when you pray? That's some of the first scriptures I've memorized and meditated on. Therefore, I say to you, what things shall you desire when you pray? Believe you receive them and you shall have them. Those three voices. Let me give you a statement out of the Spirit to go with it, all right? Knowing the reality of God through his name must flow through the spirit of faith to and through your heart. Let me give it to you again now. Knowing the reality of God through his name must flow through the spirit of faith to and through your heart. Also write down 2 Corinthians 4:13. 18. Put up there 2 Corinthians 4:13. We have in the same spirit of faith. What? According as it is written, I believe, and therefore have I spoken. We also believe, and therefore what?
Speak.
Go to the next verse. Knowing. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's dancing ground right there. Knowing. Knowing. And you ain't got no business coming to this church not knowing nothing. But y'all working me real hard. I got these three boys that can preach. But I've been preaching because God keep telling me, pass that apostolic on. Pass it on. And that's why I've been doing mostly all the preaching. So you can walk out of here knowing apostolically. I'm training my boys at the same time. They're paying attention. They're listening. Junior, I might let him preach in this impartation. He been following me he's 50 something years old, 30, at least 30 years, just sitting there listening.
Yes, sir.
And Junior could take a whipping, it don't look like a whipping. Because he ain't gonna fight it. I can tell any one of them boys, shut up. It's over. Your boy might cuss you out, but I tell mine, shut up. Because how you raise them. You let a babysitter raise them, they're going to respect the babysitter. Knowing that he was raised up, the Lord Jesus shall raise up us also by Jesus and shall present us with you. Go to the next verse. I just want to read a little bit. For all things are for your sake, that the abundant grace might be through the thanksgiving of many redound to the glory of God. Go to the next verse. For which cause we faint not, but through our
outward man period, though our outward man period, yet the inward man is renewed day by day. Come on, give me one or two more. Give me one more. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment. For our light affliction. In any affliction you're dealing with. Oh! Somebody shout online. I can't get them to shout in here. Anything, any affliction you're dealing with, once you operate in revelation, any affliction is light. So your heavy burden days. Oh. If it come back to you again, turn apostle on. Let apostle talk to you a few minutes from this service. Turn this service back on. Give him an 18 voice. While we look not at the things which are seen. Oh, glory to God. But at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporary. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Stop looking at the problem and look at the solution. When you come to church, y'all came through all that rain this morning and the timing changed and all that, you still here? You ought to get your answer. You put out the effort. I don't want to do all this, come on all the rain. I had to get up an hour early and all that and come to church and the preacher ain't saying nothing. Talking about stop by here, stop by here. Now I need to hear something about why we stop. Now I'm only at point two. I'm going to have to close. Here, write this down. Stepping in your divine rights to be a wearer of the glory of God on a daily basis. And then the Lord said, no, you're not through on that. I said, well, what did he say? The problem is trying to wear the story without the glory. See, that's like memorization without meditation. You remember a scripture, or you put it in your memory, but you haven't meditated. So the life out of the word cannot come by memorization. It comes by meditation. I put a scripture with that. Put John 17, 20 through 26. You go ahead and read it. All supernatural answers, listen now, children, and powers are being placed in your heart and hand today. I'm going to give you the scripture. Go with it. All right. All the supernatural answers, plural, and power, plural, are being placed in your heart and hands today. Romans 8:26-28. You move from infirmity to the mind of the Spirit, to the will of God, to the love of God, to the call of God, and the purpose of God. In Romans 8:26-28, that's what you're going to find. Place in your hand today. Oh, hallelujah. You still with me, little sister?
like a little, she's like a little daughter. Profound breakthrough. Profound breakthroughs coming to the body of Christ today. I ain't say tomorrow. Today. If you don't believe me, go back to some of your situation and apply this revelation. Go back to some of your situation, imply this revelation. Apply this revelation. Hebrews 11, 1 and 6 verses. You got to read the verse to get it. I'm just trying to finish it because I don't know. I bring them things back home and I don't never get back to them. May you have glory, grace, and faith explosion in your life like never before. Listen. Bringing everything in your life under the power of divine order. Bringing everything in your life under the power of divine order. Say it again, Leroy. Do you know what happens if you bring everything in your life under divine order?
Yes.
I'm almost through. 1 Corinthians 2, 4 through 12. Yes, the name that covers every revelation in the spirit world with total victory. I am that I am. Jesus wore this I am anointing in his life and ministry in his realm. Watch what I'm about to say now. And never lost a battle. Look at someone and tell them my losing days are over. And if you're scared to say it, you haven't been listening. If you're scared to say it, you have not been listening. I'm not telling you to say that on your own power. You're saying it from the revelation and the anointing and the insight and the wisdom that God has given you right here in this service. You may have had some spiritual experiences in your life. The burning bush, come on, choir. Y'all get up here. The burning bush experience was not as powerful as the I am that I am credentials given to us. You're leaving here with credentials. You're leaving here with Christian credentials. Some of y'all sit there and look at me like I'm a frog on a log. You understand? Christian, your credentials. You got an anointing. Here's the last one I'm going to give you. Here is yours. I am that fully connect you to the power of God. Turn quickly to Galatians chapter 2. Verse 20. Here is yours. I am that fully connect you to the power of God. Galatians 2:20. Then this is the connection here. I'm closing. This is the connection. You ready? Read with me. I am. Paul. Stand. I want you to think about that. Look at it again. Just look at it. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. Pause right there. Give the Holy Spirit a chance. Come on. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the flesh.
Now, when the last time you were discouraged? I'm closing. When the last time you were discouraged? You know what? The last time, you know why you were discouraged? Huh? You know why you were discouraged last time? Huh? You were living in the flesh. We walk and not by sight. I say we walk. Oh my. Close the voice. Where we stopped at? And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God. Get ready, boy. Hit it.